The newly active Environment Canada Ontario Heat Warning 2026 alert has arrived with a brutal twist, as early season extreme heat converges with an unprecedented urban pollen spike across the region. Issued today, Monday, May 18, 2026, by Environment and Climate Change Canada, ECCC, the yellow level alert has sent real feel humidex values soaring to 36 degrees Celsius across southern Ontario. While public health officials are opening emergency cooling centers, macroeconomists and industrial logistics trackers are warning of an immediate 1.8% drag on outdoor labor productivity and regional distribution channels. The toxic convergence, botanical sexism, meets the heat dome. This week's industrial disruption is the result of decades of hyper-localized urban planning decisions colliding with sudden climate volatility. Aerobiology laboratories report that airborne pollen grain concentrations have spiked to historic, high-risk levels due to two compounding factors: the urban tree imbalance. For decades, municipal forestry practices across major North American cities favored planting male clone trees to sidestep the maintenance costs of cleaning up seeds and fruits dropped by female variants. This structural choice, frequently called botanical sexism, has left major metropolitan zones with a hyper-saturated, all-male urban canopy that pumps out intense volumes of highly allergenic airborne spores. The trans-border air mass, a stagnant, high-pressure system moving north from the United States, has blanketed southwestern Ontario, locking in high temperatures from Windsor and the Niagara region straight through the Greater Toronto Area, GTA. This abrupt heat wave has accelerated plant phenology, causing multiple tree species to bloom simultaneously while heavy, unmoving air traps fine particulate matter over critical trade infrastructure. The logistics squeeze, absenteeism and presenteeism for warehousing operations, freight forwarders, and construction managers, the physical toll on workers is causing a significant drop in operational velocity. The sudden mix of high humidity and thick pollen counts is squeezing supply chain capacity through two specific vectors: the absenteeism spike, severe cases of allergic rhinitis, hay fever, paired with early heat exhaustion have driven a sudden rise in short-notice sick leave. Active field crews and terminal logistics teams have shrunk by an estimated 4.2% across the province this week. The presenteeism drag: staff members who remain on the clock are operating under compromised physical and cognitive conditions. Heavy over-the-counter antihistamine usage is causing widespread drowsiness, while severe eye irritation and respiratory strain are visibly slowing down freight loading, manual sorting, and heavy machinery handling. Macroeconomic modeling: the cost of volumetric drag to calculate the financial damage hitting open-air operations, industrial analysts utilize a specialized multivariable climate equation. Rather than using complex raw programming code, the underlying framework breaks down the daily baseline labor productivity loss through this straightforward calculation: total labor productivity loss equals heat sensitivity exponent times current humidex temperature minus baseline temperature, plus pollen sensitivity exponent times natural log of active pollen count divided by baseline pollen count. When localized humidex values hit 36 degrees Celsius in Ontario today alongside record-shattering spore counts, the resulting calculation triggers an immediate operational warning flag. The system indicates that outdoor crews are crossing an unyielding physiological threshold, requiring supervisors to implement mandatory cooling intervals and hydration cycles to preserve basic field safety. Sectoral Vulnerability Ledger, May 2026 Impact Industrial Sector Primary Exposure Vector Active Labor Drag Logistics Bottleneck Status Open Air Logistics Hubs Loading Docks, Sorting Yards, Rail Yards minus 2.1% medium, turnaround delays at key rail and truck heads, long-haul trucking driver fatigue, air filtration system stress minus 1.4% low, minor cross-border scheduling extensions, infrastructure and construction direct heat exposure, dust and spore ingestion minus 2.6% high, mandatory hydration and cooling halts, last mile delivery high exertion urban courier routes minus 1.9% medium, extended delivery window buffers. Strategic takeaway: the hidden supply chain tax. When corporate operations teams evaluate climate-related risks, they typically build contingency plans for